At the August 19 regular Town of Verdun Council meeting, four bylaws which will impact local ratepayers received third reading. The General Enforcement Bylaw provides for enforcement of bylaws, provisions of the Municipal Act, Planning Act and any other acts which the town is authorized to enforce. This includes the right to enter property with notice, inspect it and remedy contravention. Council decided to enact a separate bylaw which spells out fees and charges. The town now has a bylaw in place which regulates the generation of unnecessary and harmful noises and defines those that are permitted. Outdoor recreational activities will now be prohibited between the hours of 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. An amendment was made which provides the ability to appeal to council should a permit be applied for and subsequently be denied by administration. Under the provisions of the town's derelict vehicle by law, only one vehicle defined as such will be permitted on a property, and it must be in a side yard or at the rear of the principal building. The bylaw will be enforced on a complaint basis, which citizens may file in person or in writing at the town office. The bylaw, which provides for the borrowing and expenditure of funds to finance the installation of the new water well and associated equipment, has been amended. A 15-year $1,400,000 debenture will be provided by the RBC Life Insurance Company at an interest rate of 5.3%. Approval has been granted by the Provincial Municipal Board for this financing, which is less than the $1.5 million originally budgeted for. Rodeo sponsorship in the amount of $1,000 for the Verdun Indoor Rodeo and Wild West Days Downtown Days was approved. The town will also renew its membership in the Verdun Community Chamber of Commerce, which organizes the evening event. New Town Logo and Branding Council accepted a proposal from Homefield for the development of a new Town of Verdun logo, branding and marketing plan at a cost of $10,500 plus applicable taxes. Grants approved two storefront improvement grants, submitted separately by Clayton and Bonnie Murray on behalf of their businesses Verdun Footwear and Verdun Sport and Fashion, were approved. Sale of Lot Council accepted an offer to purchase from Richard Gertz, proprietor of NRG Signs, for the 74 feet by 200 lot beside his building at 1505 Fifth Avenue South, in the amount of $10,000. Lawn Bowling Building Works Nixon Builders of Verdun will install metal roofing, soffit and fascia, as well as perform any required roof repairs to the Lawn Bowling Building in Victoria Park. Their quotation of $11,445 plus applicable taxes was accepted. Winter ice rates. Ice rental rates for the 2022-23 winter season at Tundra Oil and Gas Place have been set at $63.25 per 50 minutes for non-prime time and $118.25 per 50 minutes for prime time. During the discussion, Count. Travis Penner asked if the hike would cover the town's increased costs. Count. Whitney Wright responded that the increase amounts to about 2.8%. The cost of propane fuel and natural gas went up big time, but we had an almost 5% increase last year and we felt we were trying to get our increases back in line, she said. Round Building Roofing Council accepted a quotation in the amount of $7,830 plus applicable taxes from RLH Construction of Verdun for the re-roofing of the Round Building adjacent to Tundra Oil and Gas Place. During discussion on the matter, Count. Tina Williams expressed concern that the job could be completed for the price quoted. I'm great with that price, but that seems super low for the round building, she said. Count. Grant Gardner asked if any government grants were available, given the building's heritage status. We don't use it for anything right now, Williams responded. We have to come up with something it's going to be used for in order to get heritage money approved. EDAM 2022 Forum and Training. Two members of council received authorization to attend the Economic Developers Association of Manitoba Forum and Community Edge training being held Sept.20-23 in Winnipeg. Count. Whitney Baker voted against the motion, preferring that only those councillors intent on seeking re-election be authorized to attend. New Horizon Center grant. After tabling the matter to obtain more information, council revisited a request from the New Horizon Center, Verdun and Rural for a $10,000 contribution towards the renovation of their facility on Nelson Street. Council learned that the work, which includes the removal of the rear portion of the building, is estimated to cost $10,000 to $12,000. The RM of Wallace Woodworth, which has received a similar request, awaits the town's decision before ruling on the matter. During the discussion, council was still unclear as what other funding sources may have been investigated over and above municipal and other public sector contributions. I don't see any fundraising efforts being put into it other than requests for money or grant applications, said Cowan. Tara Cowan. Can we meet with this committee to discuss this upgrade and talk about how they would have paid for it if we don't give them $10,000? During the meeting, it was revealed that seniors' access to independent living staff and the town's chief financial officer had assisted with an application to the Richardson Foundation. Cowan. Grant Gardiner took note of its success, as a large check now stands in the front window of the building. As a result, council suspected that any further funds, including municipal, may not be necessary and tabled the motion a second time in order to investigate further. Boost Committee appointments Jillian Irvine and April Piers have been appointed to the Verdon Boost Committee. RM of Sifton Golf Council accepted an invitation from the RM of Sifton to participate in the fourth annual Donkey Cup golf tournament at the Oak Lake Golf Course on August 25. Payment of the $10 per person entry fee for any town staff or councillor was approved. The tournament is open to elected officials and municipal employees from surrounding municipalities.